Ah. Even under the priority of government, but we are doing this in 1994 under the leadership of the African National Congress, power that a lot of people have been placed on ensuring that buildings are made accessible to all persons with disabilities. And it is a bit worrying that so far down the road, they're still aiming, not reaching our progress on the fact that all of our buildings are accessible. So I think that's something we need to understand. Why is taking us so long to address that obligation? There are many reasons for us to understand. One sort of picture that I just in the presentation was that the license renewal service that's being offered by the post office seems to be growing. That's absolutely correct. Interested to know how do you see that continuing to grow? These are the type of things that the post office has to try and look at. That's a diversified kind of service that it provides. May I just say that in the city of Johannesburg, where I live, the last time I renewed my license last year too, I went to the post office. He was sick, suspicious, I was given out rather than came in long queues at the license renewal office. So I think that, you know, that seems to be a step in the right direction. How are you going to grow that? And what else are you going to do to try and increase the type of services that you provide? So, as I say, I would be interested to hear, because really my questions would really be in the presentation on going forward, because that for me is crucial. But I'm also surprised, and I echo the comments of the Honourable Zuma, I'm also surprised that nothing has really been said. What are you expecting the picture to be now when the financial union has ended? And surely you know what the picture is. Surely you're aware of what that picture is. And why are you not saying, is the picture worse or is the picture better? Because if the picture is worse, then my question would be for your next presentation, you could note that. Maybe you can answer that in the next presentation, is why is it that you expect to see such a dramatic improvement by the end of the financial year in 2014? If you look at your presentation, you expect to see an incredible turnaround. But that's again, I think, a lot on where you are now. So I'm just interested to hear what is the situation like in 2014? At the end of the financial year, sorry, just again, I think that's a good question.
Thank you for my question. Thank you, Chairperson. I also just make use of the opportunity to convey our condolences to the Honourable Batua and the family. Okay, the Honourable Seaman, we should put some of those questions forward into the step tank because we really have a formal presentation and that could be shared with responses with you. I was very loath to ask the Auditor General about the risk factor of labour strikes because they really mention it. And I purposely didn't ask the question because I didn't want to alert the post office and I wanted to wait until you get a presentation. And unfortunately for me, it didn't come across very strong in terms of addressing that in this particular, because it did in fact affect their third quarter, I suppose, more so than in the other quarter. And I'm therefore surprised, Chairperson, that they made a little bit claims of 39% achieved in the third quarter. That they in fact achieve 39%, and I must say that I take that with a pinch of salt. I'd like to know how they measure that. Because in terms of the queries that I gave, in terms of my interaction with the post office during the strike, the backlog was huge. And so they're telling us that with the backlog that they mentioned, and they mentioned it in some media statements as well, that they still achieved the 89%. And this, I'm focusing on the third quarter. So I'm just saying up front that I actually do not believe that an 89% maybe that it was achieved in the third quarter. Jay, going to the financials, I also wanted to ask by that, but I thought I'd wait until they finish the presentation to get clarity, but I actually didn't get the clarity, so I'm going to ask the question. If we look at the first page, which is in fact better. I'm assuming that when you take 2013 actual, then you, this 2012 course year will get to the third quarter as well.
Okay,
let's clear up a lot of things because I assume that some of them will cover the entire financial and some will not. Now, having cleared that up, some of my questions will probably fall away. But I'd like to put it to the CEO that, in fact, at the end of the third quarter, we're looking not at a loss of 173 million, but at a loss of 268 million dollars. Because if you had a surplus in the previous year, then you bring into that plus you're making a loss. Now, how do you anticipate this and presumably even to looking at a loss of the entire financial year? I mean, how is that loss going to be funded? Where is this money going to come? So that is my first question. Then, Jefferson, if you could explain to me, I'm on page 7, and you talk about where digital is below budget due to delay license approval, such and to give my ignorance here, but I don't quite know at this point what the trust is. If you could just elaborate on that. Somebody asked a question about the insurance claim, I think. I'm not sure, but if you did, if we could get, I'm just on clarity here because again somewhere else in there has been a payment to the insurance, you know, the premium that you have to pay through the insurance, which you also got a claim out. So if we could get some sort of clarity, obviously, but also hopefully we can have stops in terms of the reclaimer and the payment of the premium. The question has been asked, I'm going to page 9. One of my colleagues asked the question. I also need clarity about the casual self-service and then the flexible staff expenses. And in the reason given, right at the bottom of this page, 27 million overspent in casual and 17 million overtime relate to additional costs incurred during the strike action. Now, I would assume that the employees who were on strike were not paid. So, there's a bit of a saving there. That saving then was used to fund overtime work, to fund other people that were employed to stand in there. So, it doesn't quite gel with the US commission. You may actually spend a little bit more, because I presume that you pay people a little bit more on overtime than you would be the people that were inside. But there should be some sort of a balance between the money you're saving by not paying the striking workers and the people you employ. And you haven't employed enough people, certainly not one worker for every striking worker. So, again, I have to question your reason for it. That shouldn't be me. Then, the speaking issues being raised, I'm going to go to the scorecard in quickly here, and I'm going to just try and target the one that may not have been set. A lot has been said about the postpaid. I share the concerns there that it's just sort of pitch calls. If we move, then we really see the South African Post Office going into a non-sustainable phase. This has been known, the subsidy has been reduced every year, will eventually be non-existent. And I don't get, and hopefully, like the Honourable Schumann said, in the chat game, we get the urgency of looking at alternative methods of getting income that will keep the post of the necessary or sitting. But it certainly doesn't come through just yet. Then, what are the reasons in terms of the increase of 41% on the labor practice under the lead liability? Was given for the new staff, the temporary staff that is now being employed. What I'd like to see to get a proper picture of your target here is that you actually distinguish between the old staff and the new staff. Because when you set these targets, the new staff wasn't there. So, I think it's been unfair to come and include candidates because of the new staff. And the new staff has only been employed over the last few months, and to leave a group to them is actually negligible in this context. So, again, I'm conveying the sort of message that I think we are going to hit with a little bit of this. And I'm being very generous on my own resources. Then, on the next page, your encouraging employee participation in voluntary HIV/AIDS treatment. Achieved 80% of social staff participation in the first quarter, 77%, and you're talking about the last 3% in the fourth quarter. Now the last 3% would be so that you reach your third quarter account. But I'll imagine you, hopefully you've got the other 20% in the top quarter, so that you cover 100% over here. Now, does that therefore mean that while you're going to get your 3% of the 80% that you covered in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, that you're also going to need your cover for the fourth quarter? And I'm just assuming that it's 20% remaining of the staff fees targeted in the off quarter. I know that. Okay, just to get back, I'm on page 19 and I'm back on the mail when we got the 89% there. It says the current industrial action will have negative impact. There we sit, and we see your touch on it. There we sit here now, there's the stuff going on again. And I've gone very previously my decision in the house that both the South African Council and the Minister have not been proactive in terms of communicating with the public at large. And we've seen in the Fox stuff, in the newspapers, we know about it, but I have yet to see the communication from the department directly with its government. People have been friendly just yesterday that there's a possibility of a strike to take from now. And I'm not sure the process is aware of it, but it looks like a good spread. And we'll hopefully even in the press will come to this, but there doesn't seem to be any proactive plan from the South African Post Office, which makes this very important factor in their business. Then, Chair, on page 20, reduce time and space, and I may ask some questions that would appear to be pretty simple and upfront, but I just want to confirm again that when you talk about reduced time and space, you're talking about internal. I just put a question mark. Is this for internal, or does it affect people that attempt to hold up a post office or whatever? And again, I think there should be a distinction, because we do have internal fraud, and we do have fraud for political crimes on our side. But and I'm not too sure, you say, you know, it's perhaps debatable how we measure this problem. Because I'd like to see that if you reduce the incidence, that it's actually a good thing. You talk about achieving a 10% reduction in the previous year's 2,200 numbers, and achieve 22% reduction. I think that the way you do this is wrong. You've only had 500 incidents from the previous 2,200, so it's more than a 22% reduction. So it should actually be a good thing if you manage to reduce it. So it's going to be two people that have maybe reported it, I don't know. But it's something that has one issue to get a little bit more deeply in terms of how you set your cover and how you measure. My colleague spoke about the Auditor General's issues. May I just question again your cover? Excuse me. You're fairly high percentages for your the lower items here, the not so serious audit items. You've got 60% of the target. The red audits, which are critical ones, you've got 10% of the target. I want to suggest that it should be the other way around. You should be putting a lot of emphasis on your red audits. You should find right then on the flip, so to speak. And you seem to have a different way around. So it's only a suggestion to you that you change the target thing. So that you deal with the serious stuff. Okay, I think that is all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you, Chairman. I think I've said some of my questions for the strategic report announced, but I would just like to know if the post office can fill us exactly how much the strike has cost them this year. Because if I look through slide 10, it says mail but mail below budget because of the strike. Then we have staff expenses above budget by 60 million due to the strike. We also then also have a department strike, which is 10%. And then we have 89 million over budget for the patient because of the strike. 27 million rand overspent on taxes, 17 million rand overtime during the strike. And what seems to think that industrial action is actually going to put the post office out of business, not only from its own staff, but you know, from any other industrial action that actually affects the supply chain of its deliverables. And I think we actually need to know that, because if one also has a look at that as it for now, the current institution will fall at 5.8%. Now, people aren't going to pay an extra 5.8% if they're not going to get the goodies in the post office. So you're actually putting some of the post office out of business. And as the service obligation grant is taken away from government, taken away by government, I don't believe that the post office has a sustainable business model. It really bothers me that I think by end of this year or next year, see post office standing in front of part of the big bowl, playing a bailout. And I think we actually need to, I see some radical rethinking going on at the post office, because I don't believe it's going to survive the year. And you can ask some of this now, but perhaps I'll expand on it further in the strategic report.
But I just wanted to say this.
I didn't do that
family. I'm not expecting you to be to fight you over our family. I think that was the right thing. What exactly are they doing in terms of infrastructure?
If I look at the question where I am with gravity, probably it would be good that you start from the financial position of the rest of the economy, much as it would be covered to some extent, and to a better extent, to some extent. But I think it's important to have some faith in the debate. It is probably best to start from where cost of the corrupting cost of it, net income was higher than the budget. Because that is the trend which is happening. And the degree to which you're looking at the turnaround should be looked at in that context. It is not a picture which we say will happen immediately, because with the trend in front, it cannot happen immediately. And in our forecast, we had indicated the recovery rate. I will also touch a little bit on the impact of the stress, because that has negatively impacted the level of recovery, which is fundamental, much as we need to plan against that. And I'll touch a little bit in terms of where the stress is pushing with this. And then I will then follow through the question as to the follow-up. The last time the subsidy was higher than the net profit, including the subsidy, was 2008, where the subsidy was 368 and the profit was 377 million. From there onwards, the trend has been the other way around. In 2009, I'll start with the subsidy and then the net profit. In 2009, 366, that's a 371, 210, 293, that's a 383. So you can see that the net profit has declined to a point where we are today, where we now projecting a loss. At the time when we did the review, which was in October, we forecasted that the situation would be worse. That's why there is a number which says with a much worse. But we took action at that time, and people will go into the level of detail in the summary of the calendar. We took responsibility, we took it upon ourselves to look at the cost component and where we could actually generate revenue within the period under review for the financial year. At that time, we managed to recover from what was forecasted super into and to a forecast of 136. That was the internal measures combining efficiencies in terms of cost and looking at the value of the. That's how we had seen it happen. And that's where the required turnaround in terms of additional initiatives are coming from going forward to aggressively employ the second year after the school. However, I just wanted to share with you the impact of the strike on the revenue line. The 2004 strike was 35 million, 1,300 million, which is where we are, in terms of top line revenue impact. Now, this then unfortunately push us lower than where we had thought about. Equally, as we start the year and having to activate the initiatives you're putting in place, that on its own requires a serious focus on how we quickly look at the initiatives we had planned to help us in the process. We have not at this point in time, obviously, accounted what might happen to you, except that we're looking at how can we limit the time of the customer process. So I just wanted to give that picture, so if you look at the initiatives and the recovery, that basis is also relevant in the customer process. Another aspect which I think also I need to highlight, which is also in the corporate plan, is that we look at all business things with a view of how do we turn around their big impact value before we look at the company impact. Then we look at what are the things to do within process. Because back office within cost outside of cost office, because that's the biggest component of our business. Currently, 55% of our business is cost outside of. However, we have focused on the fee-based business, and hence when you look at the composite of that, it's 2%. We believe that that's where our growth point is going to be. So there is also the sense of the fact that we have to look at the different ways of our business. The impact is also growth because a portion of our mail, which is better mail, is advertising. The strike and the impact of strike affect the customers who use that platform for advertising purposes and usually come back. So the recovery is not, you don't have it's not something you can go and sell again because it is advertising material and intent. Now that is effective. Except for that, the revenue component I'm referring to has not affected the customer opportunity loss. Because that's a challenge we currently face. And probably, much as it may not be deemed that we have taken a position we have had, it's sort of its internal structure. But the fact that for the first time within our environment, we decided that we have to reach a point where if employees are not cognizant of the impact or the call for process, this becomes an option because we cannot continue. And hence the result is from that. It's not a desirable option because one has created great employment. We need to also appreciate that there's an impact and to business in terms of business. I just wanted to, you know, to provide that day, so when we look at initiatives and what we're going to do in the school. The picture is not the greatest, given the fact that the subsidy is not part of our work. However, we have tried to look at options in terms of what we need to do. We have continuously, from a management point of view, look at the three scenarios. When we look at cost of separation, the cost of this with without the bank, cost of it without PhD, because those have different limitations than what we need to do. And when we look at our turnaround plan, we're trying to address that as part of the process. And I'm not sure if the slide, but the table can probably cover that indication where it's impacted. And also talk to some of the initiatives which we have done for PhD transgenic in different positions. But we're looking at every aspect which drive the business to see how best we can reposition. The impact of the strike in competition around me going forward will definitely change. And that's what we need to quantify every to finish the definitely. Back to the question which we raised. There is it's very important to get the portfolio of Clarko and what each one is relevant in terms of how we grow. and part of that is in the corporate space. In terms of the detailed expenditure, and where we don't have a detail, I would support the person that we provide that information, because we may have some detailed explanation of that, but we will cover it for you. The French benefit, the CFO will cover that. The agency director, the CFO will cover that. In terms of FAA impact to business, and Mr. Daniels, I wish to express his view around the issues of the government. And mail delivery. The 11%, unfortunately, will not recover from that, because it's a performance which, let me track a little bit. The number of units need to process, and we process them at a certain level of efficiency and measure. Once that is done in unit form, we will not recover from that. And as an aggregate, it means we must overperform in the following quarter. So the likelihood of recovering from that is not possible, is not feasible, let alone at the moment that we track access to that. So in terms of recovery, it is a challenge for the issue around the breakdown of schedule of costs, we'll provide details to the mail check. There was a question on the long term strategic objectives, which would cover in the strategic plan. The measure on disability, I do acknowledge that property is not a sole contributor. And I would continue to say that in the area where we not depend on property condition, definitely we could have improved. And that's the area we will need to focus on once we're working on the property realignment. It will also come out in terms of our CapEx, the level of focus we're putting on property, let alone to meet the disability conditions, but in terms of the cost tax refinement. Our target to get there cannot be achieved in 1 year. There's cost implication, there's also the practical implication of what we need to do. The number of properties we have to resolve are quite high. Our forecast for this coming year is about 300 million. If we should start making a different position in terms of it. And that will cover things about the next year. Our company gets a figure in terms of how many buildings in the first year, how many buildings in the second and third year. But we're looking at about 352 sites for the next year in terms of what we can afford to do. However, that does not mean that's productive. But we have put it in the years at least. I do take note of the question around transformation. The transformation should also be broader than just employee, and something which we need to look at how best we can capture that and move forward. The workforce stability is very much in line with the current structure going on. So when I do give a summary of the draft position, I'll cover some of the concerns and how we translate some of the concerns in terms of the current draft leading to possible structure. So I will cover that as we cover the draft. And the CFO will cover the payment of tracking employees, including the lease liability. in terms of the HIV testing, I do appreciate that it might be read as we have an intent in our target to cover 100%, which is not feasible. But our target is to cover 8%. So probably when it looks like 8%, it might mean that there's a chance to go. But the intention is not necessarily, because we appreciate that we may not have 100% everyone coming through. But that's the way I probably may not, that may not have come through. And it may have presented Gentlemen, there was a note, a question on the level which communicate to the public around the challenges we have together with DOC. What we have been doing is to ensure that operational issues, we handle them, but refer and update DOC continuously. We do believe that it may not have come through from a reporting point of view, that we do meet with our peer hubs. We review in terms of the challenges they have. We communicate with them. We look at options. So we do have an internal process which deal with how we handle peer hubs. And also, for this particular process, it's a little bit beyond the communication of the group, but to the field of in terms of how to engage the public. And we have been engaging with the public. We could do better, but it's something which we prioritize to make sure that we don't lose the customers and give them confidence in terms of how we project the recovery. The latest is I mean, comment that our commitment to how we said we recover has been actually tracked in the media, and we actually have communicated how we recover. And we actually, to the greater extent that we recover, in the same extent of the first 2 weeks and the first 3 weeks in terms of how the crisis has made, which we need to process and continue progressively. So we have been engaging our customers, we have been engaging the public with leaders, but it's an area which continuously can be improved when they actually. The cost of strikes, we can reiterate that as we look at strikes before that, but our target is ready in terms of the cash component of strikes. The design of the cost of the construction. If one looks at the budget we have allocated for recovery in terms of a legislative framework, cost in particular, and the growth. What we try to do is to focus on the new ones and design them better, but look at compliance and from there upgrading. So part of the number of post offices we're working on doesn't have to be also graphical or looking at which ones are where, but it's part of the plan to begin to rebuild our post offices to a better country. Unfortunately, the backlog is large, and it's taken a lot longer to finish that process. The financial situation is also creating challenges. We are looking at alternative funding models for the post offices, and also looking at can we continue and look at points of presence as a way to increase and better positioning of our assets. It definitely is the center of the financial constraints, let alone we need to bring in the funds to add the 50 efficiency. And then there was a question on the CASA license plate.
We are doing well to move to the back. Now we talk to our listeners. That's good. Joe, how do you take math up to date?
There was one question on the track and track. And we will cover the details of the child center project where we are, the relaunch, and the fact that now we are licensed. First of all, can I just check if I've missed any of the questions? the funding of the loss and the recovery, the CFO will cover that, together with the amount on the claim of the cost, because that's what the country will cover. Yeah. And then the last one I had is on the charter. We have engaged and we will still continue to engage with the charter in terms of control. One of the challenges is our charter in terms of the other player and how to the level of compliance of the competitors. At this point in time, that's clear to get. But there are many ways which one can get around. Every letter, for example, if a bag has given the letter, it moves. It may not be seen as letter, but it's seen as a package, but then get rocking on the other side. So there are many other loopholes in terms of how this area needs to be monitored. I do believe that this is what has to be up on one of these
sides for the problem.
So that is one of the areas which we currently engage in, try and put a right balance between the one thing and cover and the extent which the monopoly does its duty for the purpose of the police. And I do believe that the engagement is currently ahead. And our feedback to EOC in terms of what we believe that from a regulatory point of view, what are the things probably need to consider, even from an economic regulatory point of view, what are some of the aspects which would probably improve this area is what needs to consider going forward. It is a factor because the level of subsidization from the other revenue to the EOSA component and the performance of the SAPO also has that factor to would need to be well managed and well understood in terms of how that actually comes. If I take the number of outlets which are not necessarily meeting the performance level in terms of viability, we are looking at about 400 million annually as a factor of what would have been deemed an equivalent of what we have been here trying. So there's a need to look at that and a need to manage that more.
Did I say 100 million or 100,000?
100 million. I'm going to double check that for any of them. Thank you. Jefferson, if I may just cut and allow the other members to respond, and then I'll go through the notes and see if there's a question that I'm going to find that I can get it, and then come up, and then you be left, and then
thank you, Chair. To the audit issue, most of the audit issues relate to IT and procurement matters. That's where all the red items are. The board of SAFA has created a separate subcommittee on procurement, the procurement task team, looking at regularizing all the evergreen contracts which have expired and contracts which were deficient, and working with the legal department to ensure this compliance together with the SAFA procurement policy. What only means is that I don't see any questions.
you only find it there when you're there. In Google stuff. So I think we must move to the peaceful mode of our matter of all the nice factors in place to Google stuff. How to make sure that you feel that you can get there? I will not show you 50% of your comments. Like your own address. If we hide, so we can play around all of them, but they didn't do all of them. Some of them, they don't need to be able to at the top of the metal machine, so that we are able to take it to the source.
Thank you. Your comments don't look to them, you want to be very satisfied with all sorts of options to the board to monitor and ensure that the officials are compliant with the regulatory requirements of the NASA. Similarly, on the IT side, the IT queries relate to mainly tools, hardware and software and old platforms on which SAP is operating. The new cost of replacing the full IT infrastructure is going to be about $800 million. To date, $120 million has been authorized and approved on IT replacement for the budget of about $200 million for this year. Together with that, the board has set up an IT subcommittee who is responsible for overseeing the procurement policy, ensuring again we're compliant with budgeting regulations, as well as staff or internal requirements. So the board is acting constructively in terms of remedying the audit queries relating to the red items, which are mainly the IT and procurement matters. All the other matters are being addressed by the audit committee, the risk committee, and there's a financial misconduct committee as well, looking at the regular expenditure to see whether any officials are accountable. Thank you.
In relation to the questions, the first one is dealing with what comprises other expenses. Yes, the fact that we will provide the detail, but just to give an example of what fits in that line item, costs like communication, marketing, telephone, those are the costs that will sit under other expenses. But we can provide the detail so that members are aware of what, how much is sitting in each line item, but the detail will be provided. And when we're talking to fringe benefits, I think the first thing is that we need to clarify that when it comes to post-retirement medical aid, that portion is extracted. We report on it on a separate line. If you look at the very first slide, we have revenue and expenses, then we have operating profit or loss. The next line is post-retirement medical aid. So it's reported on the page. Yes. But what sits within the fringe benefits is third line, yes, the lead liability, the pension that we contribute, the medical aid that we contribute to our current staff. So those are people that comprise fringe benefits. And when we go to the impact of the strike, and we're saying, because there was a strike and there should have been no worse, no pain, we should have had some benefits because of that. Unfortunately, the no worse, no pain principle was not applied, and that's the reason why we've seen that strike. Particularly with the second strike, where it was very difficult to monitor because of the level of intimidation that took place. You know, people wanted to go to work, but they couldn't. In some instances, the striking employees went in and disrupted those who were striking. So it was very difficult to actually put in place that no work, no people. And that's the reason why there was a strike, and that's the reason why we had to get in more people to come in and attend the overtime and the strike on casual employment for. Particularly with that strike, when we had about 20 million going up before the first strike. The next question, the pullback claim. The pullback fell under our total risk portfolio that we take premium for. We take premium for our treatment staff on a monthly basis. Now, inclusive of everything. So, we lost the claim and we recouped 31 million rand. So that was the total set off of what was taken from us. So that was totally set off in the case. Funding of buses. Now, if we were on a cash based of accounting, we'd be sitting here shivering because we do not know where this money comes from. But because we're on an accrual basis of accounting, we have retained earnings currently sitting at 1.4 billion rand. So with a loss of 172 that we showed, that is absorbed within that retained earnings. And as we show through the forecast, you will see how our equity dropped because of the losses that have been absorbed. And you also see later on, as we project an increase, or rather a 10-round position where we are showing a net profit, you will see how the return, how the equity actually goes up as well. I think there was a question on this particular slide. What makes up what? I think there's no issue on what permanent staff salaries are. Very clear. Casual staff salaries, unfortunately, we have several categories of casual flexible labor. Now, this is just for our own internal purposes so that we're able to monitor the movement of these different kinds of casual labor or flexible labor. The first casual staff salary that you see above there really relates to what you call everything. That's what the show. And the second, those are people who are on temp contracts. We get lost in our own jargon, unfortunately. Then the second line, when we show you flexible services, and then we have that head of labor. Those are people who are formerly the labor broker. And the long-term contract that really relates to IT consultants, IT support, and those are the people that we can't necessarily attract to eternity and that we just contract. Thank you.
If
Honourable Chair and Honourable Member, I'd ask you to respond to two questions, one on the motor vehicle license service, as well as on the trust and photography for the industry. The question around the motor vehicle license service was, they tend to each year, we are going to grow that service. just want to highlight a couple of points. The outlets where we operate in the service, they are 30% of our outlets, so the potential is different. And the second point is that we are in 5 out of 9 provinces in the service. That's also highlighting the potential of growth in the service, which has received positive customer feedback. We are better content now in the Northern Cape, and we're hoping to launch in the next few months in the Northern Cape. So that's on the multiple people I think, and sometimes in Eastern Cape and Cape Town will also do registration. The trust center, the question was, what is the trust center and what does it do? What the trust center does is it authenticates communication between two people on the internet. That means that if I'm talking to these, and it guarantees the services to fit into the fact the communications on the internet. So the benefits of that is that it increases them the internet trend. And what the talking business does then, it validates and it also sells its authentication certificates. So that's the essence of what the trust center is. It was established by the ECPX. And because of the nature of the service, it went through very stringent audit activities. It has passed all of them now. So it has been accredited under the ECPX. And so we know we now have a certificate that says, indeed, when we sell a certificate, anyone will know that the communication is going on to be. We should be ready to launch in the next 2 months.
Thank you, Jake. I'm responding to the question on the impact on our service levels by the failure of South Africa Airways cover. Observers of late December are going to traditionally have our high volume period or clear during this year, October, November, December. SAA must have had one of the worst service delivery periods in terms of the aircraft going technical on almost a daily basis. This is due to the fact that some of the aircraft are turning and they're supposed to be replacing them. But because of some challenges that they've had, those replacements have not happened. And with the result, the aircraft that they are using, they go technical. We have one freighter that during the month of November was technical on almost a daily basis. Now, what that means is the notice period they give us to actually make a permanent arrangement is sometimes half an hour to an hour. That is not sufficient time because all our operations happen at night. When they change routes or something like that, they normally give us 3 or 4 hours or more notice period. That allows us to make a permanent arrangement. But when the aircraft is technical, we do not have sufficient time. And to confirm that, when aircraft are technical, some of the crews, then, because they have to delay the aircraft to depart, they go outside of the operating hour. Then the aircraft cannot fly at all because the crew is outside of the operating hour. So let us confound it. Now, what have we done with regards to ensuring we minimize that impact? What we've done is we diverted a lot of our early volumes onto catching the flight so that the volume that we fly at night is a bit less and the impact of the failure then become less. We also have to use alternate suppliers on routes that SAA could no longer service in terms of our service requirements. And then we have now issued a tender. We are inviting bidders to bid per route domestically and per service type on a route. And that will give us more flexibility. It will minimize our risk in terms of service. And then obviously we will then have a good backup.
Thanks for your gentlemen. When I looked at the question and we responded, I was trying to align to your request to not cover the things that I cover within the second period. So if there are any others, you would probably take them up at the end if you are not covered, then it will be the corporate medical question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
check us on how much support that we start on the patient man of the corporate center.
Thank you, Chair. The main issues as identified by the Chairman of the Board just before were the issues of visits on slide number 7. The volatility of the global and local economy, national development plan, Southwest Corporate Plan, reinforces the goals and priorities of government. The rights and focus of the primary interface between government and consumers. Support and play a key role in the digital migration project. Support and promote small businesses and entrepreneurs. Continue to invest in by human capital. Drive the post and globalization journey. Define six themes that drive the strategy. And ensure delivery through clearly defined deliverables. And those six themes are the innovation, aligned business operations to have to need. And design a system network for the future, efficient sustainable business that is well defined and communicates to the public, review internal policies, and align processes across the good governance, invest in people, take them along that goal capacity and the future. All that to be recognized amongst leading service providers of social services in the world. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, coming to a strategic review with the board, the themes which are being highlighted by the Acting Chairperson centers around innovation, into systems, our platform operates, governance, and we have some of the hardest. This is now the scheme which you see going through what we have designed for the rest of our time. We have come to that it is very critical that we understand the customer issue. Who is our customer, what are the needs of the customer, what products are relevant for our customer, and what are the expectations of the customer. So you see that coming through, because we felt that part of our turnaround strategy is to augment our customer with that in mind, may remain a challenge in terms of competition. How about you to how we change the picture made is around innovation. What other products in the main business can be substituted by innovation products? And that's where Satanta comes in and other business products. One thing which has been highlighted and Jefferson to your point is what is our level of agility on innovation? We recognize that we need to be agile and proactive business in order to meet our best mandate. In terms of our financials and other related business activities, we need to appreciate that we need to do that sustainably. And there's no doubt that subsidy has played a very important role, but we cannot look at our business model going forward purely on a subsidy point of view, but we need to understand the aspect of sustainability. We have embraced technology. And as more and more customers are actually changing the way we do business, they do business in relation to how we do business. And
there has to be a single-minded approach in terms of delivery. I will just revert back to what the comment was around the KPI and the balance of facts and cases. One way for us was to ensure that people are accountable. Because without that accountability, it's very difficult to say we will deliver. And that's how we have, you know, we began the leadership of single-minded approach to deliver, but also looking at accountability for the different levels. We have, of course, invested people. It is a very interesting observation because we just necessarily have a very high customer. But probably what we need to be looking at is how do we enhance the base of our staff in relation to the need of certain customers. Because that is a very interesting observation. Yes, there's a confidence of back-end service, which is on the high side, sitting at 5% for permanent staff. However, our view is that from now going forward, that presents an opportunity in a sense that we can, by the cost, look at how good big teams and business structures are relevant for the user. Clearly, that discussion is very critical and needs to focus on that. Group governance, customer has that covered, and at all times, particular shareholder and stakeholder requirements. Seven, we have, in order for us as business to simplify what we're saying to our business majesty, we decided that it would be important to have a single page which attempts to tell everyone what we do. And this is really where we are. On the extreme left side, there's an area that's not covered to the 5, it's covered to the 6 forecast areas. And those forecast areas is what everybody organization needs to understand, stemming from the board strategic plan, that we need to have an efficient business. Secondly, we need to invest in it. So the programs around human capital need to take into account the fact that that is why we need. Thirdly, we need to align our business to customer needs. Number four, we need to review our policies and foster group of needs. Number five, we need to look at our network, physical network, and the demand going forward in terms of the need on how we review our system network. One of the things which we have not really paid attention to greatly is innovation. How do we, within business, foster innovation adequately? From how we design opportunities, design the product, and implement and those innovative ideas. And that's something that we really believe that is a game changer for us. We cannot continue to with the same product only what we have. I will not go through the full details, but in a minute, it's the most critical key program which we need to deliver for this coming version of the system. The result of that, we need to end up with a financial group. That's where we want everyone we want to work. At the moment, one of the challenges when we have to look for key people. Our type of grind is not a success solution for employers to work. And that's something we need to consider, given that we need to get a better team. We need to be a partner of choice, both from the government and the private sector. I've highlighted the impact of practice as an example. That the way some of the key accounts are looking at how we sell it, we're not really that key component of that service. We need to look really the effect of partner company services. We need to like our customers. We need to understand our products and services in relation to our company. We cannot continue to provide products as we need to show that development, but we need to bring an aspect of customer relevance. And we need to have a customer culture.
I do believe that the effort we are putting right now, which are splitting the corporate plan target to quarters and to take the effort of business units and individuals, will go a long way in terms of bringing back and a stronger of these plans. And it also has to contribute to our organization. Our vision and mission group has not changed. We do believe that very much a first step on objectives and change what is in our vision group and mission group. This is just a summary of some of the key business indicators. Without reading each one, but just highlighting some of the balancing acts and whatever is cut off of the sentence. But what is the important is to integrate the street between cross banks and the cross banks, which is key. And the key also when we do consider the two cross banks outside our the cost of the pool. On the employee side, you may note that the number, total number, does not reflect the 2,450. So the difference between that number is reflected with the temporary that our business model has also not changed for us other than software. The team has mainly UK e-business with the drone computer computer. Logistics remains a sector of 100%. Property presents an opportunity. It temporarily is to say where are the biggest opportunities to grow. It will be in e-business and alternative property. It will be in utilizing the platform for PHP and in bringing other products on board. It will be in quality as a growth form. We do retail in what I call semi-traditional, but where we need to look at other products which can be part of our retail offering. That's another opportunity. And that is cost. There is an opportunity to look at how we utilize properties for our benefit and utilize properties for other benefits. And that's where I think the opportunity is. It doesn't mean that a may does not have opportunity. Because if you do well, I decide letter me, it's an opportunity equally after the customer regulator also gives it. Our operating principles also haven't changed. Safe to say that the issue around the capital needs to be a focus area, including the handling of the new sources within our the one aspect which I think we have not seen is that much as we've highlighted cost of operation, that it's an approach which from a cost of it is not it's the way we operate. It will be more important to demonstrate that as we as cost bank becomes more independent in terms of services. So if you transfer price becomes really much important and demonstrate that there's no way we have to subsidize new cost bank. Those are some of the things which we can't really some of the macro environmental factors, without going into each one of the legal framework, which cost bank and the way we need to deliver from the SAPO group point of view, will present a number of challenges which need to manage the system. Technology, really from a customer point of view, because customers are moving to my country, is an extra of the business and the cost in the future. You have to recover some extent. In terms of industry issues, from a customer point of view, there are a lot more alternative products. And the channels are beginning to more and more multiple than what we are. The other challenge with this channel is that the cost for delivery and service can't run more. So the way we position ourselves in terms of new products or products we need to look at the business very strongly. Our growth point, as I said, is around e-commerce. We still have an opportunity from a brand learning point of view. I think, and I believe that to a greater extent, we may not be in the best brand position because of the service we have, but we still hold a brand relevant proposition for most of our customers, what we do deliver. The one thing which is part of our turnaround strategy is to look at our business model and the way the services integrate or duplicate in some way and streamline. So we do need to look at how we are doing business, not the structure and where the opportunities lie. As a matter of example, how do we look at transportation from main to CFG and what opportunities come out of that? Those are some of them. How do we build the infrastructure concurrently from CFG businesses against the main business? Internally, I just wanted to highlight that the issue about how we structure is a matter which we are discussing at the board and we have end of it in terms of how best can we internally look at our structure. So that is hitting a priority, it is a priority in getting that into the future. I do not believe that we do not have skilled people, but I think optimization of which skill is relevant is key going forward and how we intend that. Given that we didn't have a structured retention problem, that's one of the things we need to look at as we think of it. In terms of the SWOT, I just wanted to flag a few aspects. On the strength side, I do believe that it's critical to begin not stop much as we have a number of outlets there or we have a geographical cover, but to begin to look at we are an interface point. Because at times, some of the products we have may not necessarily mean brick and mortar in terms of how we design what we live, but some of them will be. The key question would be, are we presenting the best customer point a big interface point? And I do believe that that would be the biggest thing in the future. The exclusivity of Mail, while it's an advantage, it has got its drawback in terms of control and supervision of Mail. Some of the weaknesses are kind of legacy challenges, infrastructure. But we have taken cognizance of the fact that we delay in some of the implementation. However, what we're doing now is understand a gap of programs and find how to actually deliver. And the comments made by executive chairperson around spend on IT demonstrate that level of improvement in our infrastructure. To some extent, it will take a bit of time, but we're looking at how better we can deliver that. Not necessarily directly, but open directly, where we use other service providers to have us in terms of in terms of the cost, it is very clear that we come from a fixed high cost. Now, with the change in terms of how our business is challenged, the fixed high cost presents a challenge in the sense that we can't change quickly. And as we change or as we get affected from a business point of view, the high cost is challenge. So that's one thing we need to work on in certain scales. Again, the fact that a lot of our temporary employees are saying the one thing that's coming into the country, this balance is not really affects our position. To some extent, I've got some of the opportunities out of the process to get business to the higher.
I think it's not in my team. Tuesday, but in the Kunin communicator, my then the trade documents.
I call in this call, yeah. Hope double check you.
Galimo, Jose, June, what is for the officer, could have phone in the officer, could have no plans line. There was no reply. I don't think Labong is cooking. I'm sure I'm somewhere.
I've been in this for the first time.